Creamers. It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Deddy.
Hey, Creamers.
And we're here to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some profesh rash.
You know, I like to feel like one of the guys.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about WWF SummerSlam 2024. What local shows and events are we going to this week ahead of SummerSlam? Because we definitely live in Cleveland, Ohio. And a new story related to Val Venus that won't make you cringe. What's my current match count of 2024? All that on this episode of Room 4.
Right?
That's right.
You're still doing it on the
podcast. Yeah, I'm going to still do it on the show. Yeah. I mean, the joke is a little weirder now because it doesn't say the words on the screen.
But they'll get it.
Because I always say Room 4 and then it goes.
It might be kind of funny in a different way.
Yeah. Welcome back, Creamers. And if you're listening to this new podcast, The Dish, welcome.
Welcome. To the podcast.
Kind of paved the way with that one.
That's all I got. I'm happy you're here. It's nice to have you. It's something new for us, and there's no way this can go bad.
And we missed you. This is actually our second attempt of doing this podcast version of the show, because last week I ruined everything. As I often do. But now we're here and we're going to do the real first episode. So welcome and strap in and strap on.
You beat me to it.
So SummerSlam 2024 is this weekend.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland, Ohio, the city that we live in.
We live there. Are you excited for it?
Oh, you are.
I'm excited for the event. I'm not going. We've addressed this.
Yeah, it was in the podcast that no one's ever going to hear.
Oh, I thought it was in the... Okay.
We might have addressed it at other times, too.
I'm still not going.
Sometimes when you get closer to something, you change your mind. Not you, but like anybody.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. It's cool that it's here. I looked up stuff on their website on the WWEshop.com. www.wweshop.com.
Right on.
And there's some cool... local stuff, or I guess it's not local. You can buy it anywhere. Mm-hmm. But since we're in Cleveland and all the stuff says Cleveland on it,
yeah,
it was kind of cool.
I went grocery shopping yesterday. I grocery shop at Walmart because it's cheap.
All right.
And they had, I was like in the, like, I don't know, the whatever, like, you know, the frozen treat aisle, you know?
Like the novelties, it says.
Yeah, I was getting some delicious popsicles.
Of course.
And... as I walked past, I saw somebody, like, you know, when you like put something in your cart and then you're like, I don't want this anymore, and you just toss it somewhere. Somebody hung up their shirt that they were gonna get, but they decided against it, and on like the door handle of the freezers, and it was a SummerSlam 2024 Cleveland shirt.
Really? They got those at Walmart?
Yeah, they got them at Walmart, and because we live in Cleveland, Ohio, which we certainly do. They sold them at our local Walmart, but the funny thing about the shirt was, I mean, it's not really that funny, you know, but the size of the shirt was 3XL.
And he swapped it out for food. Sorry, I shouldn't have said he. It could have been
that she. Is true.
I just assume fat could be either.
That's true.
But wrestling fans,
it could just be like, man. Maybe like people are wearing big baggy clothes like they did back in the, you know, 2000s. I know I certainly did.
I think... All the fashion trends are come full circle.
That they do. I remember when we were kids. I remember like being a kid, being a young buck, and my like seventh grade girlfriend was like wearing bell bottoms.
Yeah,
and all like the parents were like, "Oh my god, that's back!"
Oh, that's
and now
so cool.
When I see people wear like '90s stuff, I'm like, "Man, the '90s was ugly."
Yeah, now
unless you dress like Kurt Cobain, you look like a goober.
Short shorts for men are back in.
I'm never gonna do it.
I love it.
You like it?
I think it's great.
But you're wearing normal shorts right there.
Because they're comfortable. But I wish I would wear the
short
shorts.
Well, what's the appeal of short shorts then? I thought that it would be comfort. No?
I don't know. I don't have any. I've invested too much
in the long
shorts.
You just like seeing them on other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that.
Oh, you're looking good, fella. I get it. I like the, I don't know. It's funny to me. I don't know why.
It's definitely funny.
Short shorts,
I feel,
is
like,
funny.
Like when you would watch that 70s show as a kid, and you'd be like, wow, yeah. They used to wear such short shorts.
Look at how stupid they look. You see, like, old basketball players.
Right.
I don't. It was funny. So maybe because I'm seeing it in real life now.
Yeah, that's true. Like mustaches are cool now.
And mullets.
Yeah, that's so weird. But people can pull off mullets. Like Kenny Omega has a mullet.
There's different levels to it.
Yeah,
I think.
What about Alexis? What's he called in WWE?
King.
Yes. Doesn't he have a mullet?
His is something special.
His is like
and a beard like he's a, got going
a,
on.
If a fashion
Brian model Pillman version. Jr. Yes. Right? Okay. I'm making sure we're talking about the right guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the mullet thing going on. I think I guess that in wrestling it works.
Yeah.
And in the audience too.
No, for sure.
Ever gone to a wrestling
I know.
Show.
There's certain things that look cool on a professional wrestler that wouldn't look cool on a regular person walking around town.
Like his, I don't like his beard, Alexis King. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's too
I get
styled.
It. I get what you're going for.
Yeah.
But that's like a Jeff Hardy thing.
It looks like he's not real. And that he's an action figure come to life.
Maybe that's what he's going for.
Well, I don't like it. You could tell him I said that.
I'll let him know next time I go to NXT.
I sure appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
So what matches are you looking forward to? Every match? How many are there anyways?
I'm going to say 7.
I know there's a 3-hour...
But it's a guess.
I know there's a 3-hour pre-show.
I saw that it starts at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy.
That is crazy. I heard a fun fact on Wrestling Observer Radio today.
All right.
That the pre-show
okay.
for SummerSlam is longer than the original SummerSlam event.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. No, I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that one.
Mm-hmm. That is soak.
My dad likes fun facts, so I'm pretty...
You were raised in it.
Yeah, I was raised in it, so I can... A lot of times I ask, oh, somebody will say, oh, fun fact, and I go...
Like, you think you like fun facts. I was raised in it.
I was born. Yeah. You merely adopted fun facts. So him being big into fun facts, I'm a stickler on, hey, maybe that... Yeah, that's a fact. Or, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
But are you checking both boxes? And you definitely just did. Crowd goes wild.
Yeah, they really popped their toots for that one.
So I think it's 7 matches, though.
Let me rephrase that.
Not on the pre-show.
They really popped their hoots for that one. Their toots? I was going to say tits, and then I was going to say hoots. Yeah, I know, right? their asses exploded. They really popped their hot tots for that one.
That's better.
Thank
now
you.
It makes sense.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's the pre-show. I mean, they do a good job when I watch them. I mean, it's something I kind of put on in the background.
Yeah.
They do a good job. WWE does a really good job with their, especially lately, they do like, almost before like a professional, or I shouldn't say professional, because they're professional wrestling, but like baseball, football, whatever. When there's the big games and they do the interviews with the big stars, they've been doing that lately. And I think that's a good touch. Their video packages have always been top of the line.
For sure.
When
WWE never... And no one was ever going to accuse them of having bad production.
Right. So, 3 hours. You said 3? That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's too much. That's longer than the first SummerSlam.
That is a fun fact.
Just heard that
nice
today.
Fact that you got there.
Thank you.
Both fun and a fact.
I
feel like 1 hour is as much as it should be.
That's fine. I guess this is supposed to be the big one behind WrestleMania, so... You want to do 2 hours, go for it. But I don't think they do matches or anything anymore.
Right, I know. If it was 2 hours, I'd say an hour of matches.
Yeah.
An hour of, you know, whatever, interviews and crap.
Yeah, dude. Hey, we got this match and this match. Okay, let's go to this actual match happening.
Don't they have
All right, that was fun. Now let's do this and this. Okay, now let's go to that match.
Isn't there like a fan expo kind of thing from SummerSlam?
I don't know, like an official one?
Yeah, what do they call
those? I don't know if they've done an official... They just changed it. It used to be Access.
That's right.
But now I thought it... WWE Worldwide... World? Something like that.
Like Disney World.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they... I never heard anything about them doing it. I was hoping they would, because that's... I'm almost more interested in doing something like that.
Because I heard somebody mentioning before that, you know, that's like an extra cost on your ticket.
Oh, yeah. It's not like you get that.
Yeah. So I just assumed that means they were doing it. Maybe they just meant hypothetically, I guess.
I'd have to look, but I don't...
I guess we could just ask...
I don't remember seeing anything.
Referee Charles Van from All Intense Wrestling.
Close.
Absolute Intense Wrestling.
Yeah, there it is.
AIW. the local Cleveland, Ohio, where we live, where we're promotion, from. Where we live in that town. Here. Charles Van is a good friend of ours.
Yes.
He looks a lot like Sam, but he's not Sam. He's not Not Sam from the Not Sam show. But he isn't this Sam either.
He's
there's a lot of people he's not.
International. But he is Charles Van.
Referee Charles Van, yeah.
International wrestling refereeing sensation.
Yeah, from the Independence. Not from Independence, Ohio, which is where we don't live.
No, he's also from Cleveland, where we live.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio. But yeah, I don't remember why we're talking about him. He told us something. Oh, he's going.
Yeah, to some.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get the referee any matches. I think he's just going as a spectator. Maybe probably take his striped notebook, take some notes on the officiating at the top, because that's top tier.
Do you think when he watches these matches that he's not refereeing, that he like counts in his head, or like counts silently, like, or not silently, but like whispers, you know?
I think
like 1, 2. I would have gotten a 3 by then.
That's what I was going to go more for. Is I think we're watching the wrestlers. He's watching the referee. Like I think if you play, maybe if you play a certain position in football, maybe if you're an offensive lineman, most people aren't watching the offensive line.
No, I never
in a football game.
I'm always watching the shooters.
Good job.
Thank you.
But maybe if you're a lineman, you watch the linemen.
Yeah, I'm a lineman guy. I'm always watching them.
No, you're not.
Oh, no one does?
But the other linemen.
Who do people watch? The quarterback?
Yeah. Got it.
On the nose.
That's an audio, yeah. I touched my nose because he was on the nose. Thank you.
And you know what? Now that you finally get to hear it, let's just do it.
That was the best timing I've ever had on hearing it.
Love it.
It's always fun.
All right, so SummerSlam, the main event is Cody Rhodes,
yes,
the WWF champion, putting the title on the line against Kane.
No, sorry. They nixed that.
Okay. Well, who is it then? I have no idea the match.
Solo Sikoa.
Okay. He's kind
of
like Kane.
From the Bloodline. He's the tribal chief of the Bloodline.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Not like Kane, actually. I was trying to come up with some sort
of... He wears black and red.
All right, there we go. Yeah, he usually wears black and his... I don't know what they call it, but the necklace.
Mm-hmm. The
red.
The lei.
Nah, it's a different name.
It's not the same
lei's
as that?
Flowers.
I thought it was just a fluffy shells. Thing you throw
no,
around your
I
neck.
Think it's... I don't know what it is.
You don't say.
I've heard him say the word, though, and I'm like, oh, I'll remember that. And I've looked them up online.
To buy?
Just
you,
to see.
You would, curiosity. Look, you would look cool with one.
I thought it'd be fun.
But I would acknowledge you as my tribal chief.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're fighting. Main event.
Is that an exciting match?
I don't know. I guess more storyline-wise.
Because it seems like the even though it's not for a title, the McIntyre-Punk match has the most heat.
Probably. I think that would be... match-wise, like in the ring, bell-to-bell, that's probably... I'd have to think of what the other ones are. But that's probably the one I think most people, wrestling-wise, like I said, would be excited for. But I think the Cody versus Solo one, people want to see what's going to... Like, what's it... going to happen. It's more of like the story.
Yeah. Like all the bloodline things are always the story. When the match ends, some kind of story beat is going to happen.
Exactly. So yeah. I think that's what everybody's... I think everybody thinks Roman Reigns is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't, I trust them because I've really enjoyed almost every aspect of the bloodline storyline over the past 5 years.
Right.
Whatever
on.
It's been. But I think if Roman Reigns doesn't show up, everybody's going to be disappointed.
Makes sense.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, people are definitely expecting it. I don't watch the WWF product.
Right.
And I hear people left and right saying Roman Reigns is going to be returning. People predicting that he's even going to help Cody Rhodes and turn babyface.
I feel like Cody's probably the biggest babyface they got right now.
I would say he's probably the biggest babyface in the world.
Roman might be. He could be. Yeah, that's fair. But Roman, for not being there, is almost their biggest baby face. And he hasn't even been there since whenever WrestleMania was, April?
Yeah.
May, June, July, it's about to be August.
Yeah.
Almost 4 months he's been gone.
That's a quarter of a year. A third of a year.
Yeah, whatever. Depends how you look at it.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. Yeah. How long do you think a year is?
It depends
if
on the year.
If it's 16 months, depends then yes, it's
year.
A quarter.
Yeah, depends on the year.
2024, the year of our Lord.
Oh, yeah, it was a leap year. So, yeah, third.
So, who do you think is going to win that match then? I take it
Cody.
Cody?
I think so. Yeah, Solo, it ain't time yet. He could be a champion down the line.
You think? I don't hear good things about him.
I'm in. I don't know. I like the... Not even talking like what we were saying before about like the storyline with the Bloodline, but mm-hmm. like I like those guys. I like those kind of Umaga and whatever, yeah. like the guys that have been around before. I know that's part of the storyline now, but even like back then before it was like acknowledged that they were all family. But he's young. I feel like he hasn't been there that long. But he really has been, I guess, but... Because he was in NXT for a while, I know, and then this main roster stint, however long it's been, at least 2 years, I'm guessing, that he's been up here. Because he screwed up the last... Well, he was in the... Interfered in the main event at WrestleMania 2 years in a row.
Yeah. What about...
So, whatever. So, we'll say 2 years.
So, you say Cody wins.
I think Cody wins, though. Keeps
and
the belt.
And then, do you think that Roman comes out afterwards, or no?
I think it might happen towards the end of the match... Might happen after the official bell rings and Cody wins. I think the Bloodline will come out and beat up Cody. And as it keeps going on, I don't know if I just... That's the problem is you keep thinking of like, ooh, this could happen. Ooh, this could happen. Then your expectations get too high.
Yeah.
So I try to keep it level. But what I want to happen or would like to happen is something like the Bloodline comes down and beats up Cody. And then Randy Orton or Kevin Owens comes out and tries to help. And then they get beat up. Because there's just too many damn Samoans and Tongans in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Jey Uso comes out to try and help. He gets beat up. Then maybe Jimmy Uso comes back because he hasn't been around since right after WrestleMania, I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they wrestled each other, didn't they?
They wrestled each other. Then they kicked him out of the Bloodline. So maybe Jimmy comes back and he's a good guy. Teams up with his brother again, but they get beat up, and then maybe Roman shows up at the end, kind of walks out on the stage. I'm hoping Paul
Heyman
makes his return.
So you think Jimmy Uso would be returning as a babyface?
Yeah, I think so, because I think he's got to be on
so there would be a Bloodline versus Bloodline.
That's what I want to see.
That would be pretty
Bloodline.
Cool.
That's what I want to see. It makes sense.
A lot of copying off of, if you think about it, the 440 storyline right now. I don't know
all
why
they've done is rip it off.
That's really it is like basically like
I think 440 kind of came to prominence in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right before did they start? I know during 2020 during the pandemic they were able to still perform and they were kind of a big deal, really big deal.
Yeah.
And then Roman came back at SummerSlam in 2020, which was after 440, and that's when the whole Bloodline thing really started rolling. So. I don't want to say they stole the idea, but they definitely have borrowed from it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not into that. I feel like the 440 should. You know, there is, we know at least a few of the members will probably be in attendance.
Yeah.
Why don't they jump in the ring and stop the Bloodline?
Well, I think they're going to do a three-way War Games match at Survivor Series. New Bloodline, old Bloodline, 440.
That would be Jeff's kiss. Jeff Jarrett, that is.
J-E-double-F?
The very same. Yeah. What about, so what do you think? Okay, so that's the main event.
That should be your main event. You brought up McIntyre and Punk with Seth frickin' Rollins.
Yeah, and did you watch Raw last night?
I saw that part.
Now let me ask you a question.
At the beginning?
I did not see any of it, and I was going to watch a clip of it earlier, but I didn't get around to it. I was watching the G1. But... Okay. I've heard that Seth Rollins was wearing some real weird clothes last night. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He had a very, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was a referee shirt.
I heard that it was a referee's blouse.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
I have no idea what it looks like. I'm just going off of what Brian Alvarez said, which is the smart thing to do.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he watched it.
He knows his blouses.
He's a blouse expert, Brian Alvarez.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why people get annoyed with what Seth Rollins wears.
It's obnoxious.
I agree.
I'll say that.
I agree with what Big Kevin Nash said, that he's like the modern day Macho Man. Like this is how Macho Man would probably dress. He wore a big silly cowboy hat with like designs on it.
I never heard him say that, but I definitely like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, his point was that he didn't get the appeal of Seth Rollins until it clicked with him. Oh, he's just a modern-day match.
I think that's an extremely high compliment.
It really is, especially if I was Seth Rollins and I was listening to this and he was like, you know, I really didn't get it. I'd be like, oh,
this guy
sucks. Big Kev says that. Big sexy Kevin Nash says that. And then when he goes, but now I get it. He's like Macho Man, you know, one of the greatest of all time. I'd be like, well, shit.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Big Kev, my guy.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah. But, so was he also wearing some kind of, you know, leather pants that were so tight he wasn't even able to walk right? This is another thing I've heard.
I guess I didn't notice that part.
You were looking at the top half. You weren't looking at the bottom half. I saw the blouse. If he was wearing short shorts, you would have been looking.
I would have, the blouse got me. Yeah. I just couldn't stop staring at his blouse.
That's fair.
I think that's fair. Yeah, short shorts, like when Shawn Michaels, special guest referee back in the day.
There you go. And then with a blouse, he would make it his own. I'm going to have to look up a picture of this.
You got to look it up. It was good, though. But
Do you think that it would be on the YouTube channel?
I'm sure.
I don't know, how important his blouse was.
I think the segment, more than anything.
Okay, so the whole segment would be on there.
I got to think so. Just go to www.youtube.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that.
And then...
you said C-U-M?
Search C-O-M. I might have said C-U-M. I meant C-O-M.
That's the way I always spell it.
Okay.
And it's always getting me to websites, so I think I...
Yeah, so and then search WWE.
Oh, I see. I see the top half of them there. All right. Oh, wow.
You see it?
It's not as goofy as I imagined.
It's still fun, though.
It's definitely cool and fun.
It's over the top.
But, they made it seem ridiculous. He looked like a freaking goober.
No, like I said before, it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
But that's the deal.
I like it.
He's a fashionista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think this is that bad. I think Brian Alvarez just doesn't have any fashion sense.
No. Does he have any sense?
Tell me about it. So, who do you think is going to win this match then? The McIntyre match?
I'm not sure.
Those are the best ones where you're not sure.
Yeah, I got no problem predicting it and being wrong, because then it's like, oh, okay, cool, I wasn't expecting
but
that.
But watching it and not knowing is fun.
I could see it either way, because McIntyre's lost a lot, but that's been the whole story. And, well, like you said, you didn't see that segment, but Seth Rollins pretty much said, hey, I'm the referee. It's whatever I say goes.
Yeah.
But he didn't say it in the normal, you better listen to me and respect me. He said, if I don't want to count, I'm not going to count. You don't tap out until I say you tap out. What'd he say? I want to count to 10. I want to count. If maybe there's no count outs.
Mm.
Maybe I'll count to 10. Maybe I'll count to 20.
So
maybe
it's
I'll count to
a million. It's very much of a referee's discretion with Seth Rollins as a special guest
referee. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's got to factor in somehow.
I would love to talk to Charles Van, referee Charles Van, about what he thinks about this refereeing strategy.
Oh, he's got to hate it. He's a real
hoodie. He's by the book guy.
That's one of the things that led him to refereeing, I believe.
Is how much
for
he loves
his calling is how much he loves enforcing rules.
Yeah, that sounds like the Charles that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, so I don't know as far as the match, though. Like I said, McIntyre's lost a lot, so it feels like he needs to win.
Yeah.
But this is CM Punk's first singles match.
CM Punk has only lost since he's been in WWE.
0-1.
Yeah.
So, not good.
They both need it.
I don't know. And then I don't know if it's because... the Seth Rollins just kind of let everything go?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he get involved a little bit more? Or I don't know.
Do you like Seth Rollins better as a babyface or as a heel?
Heel, I guess.
So do you think that he should turn on Drew McIntyre and help Punk?
I think Punk's the babyface, though.
Punk's the babyface? I think because
they love him. Because
of my hatred.
Don't like CM Punk.
And Drew McIntyre's been killing
him. Drew McIntyre's doing wonderful work.
Yeah.
But I think...
yeah, my bad. You're right. He is the babyface in this one. So
I guess he would have to help Drew, but that helping either one doesn't make sense to me.
And I also think that in this storyline, it's more of these guys don't like each other than it is this guy's an actual villain and a bad guy. Because Punk is the babyface, and he's been the one fucking over Drew McIntyre.
Right, exactly. So,
I can understand if he was, if it was one of those storylines where, if Drew McIntyre was always cheating,
right,
and Punk was just not letting him cheat, that's a babyface thing.
Yeah,
but he's literally screwing him over all the time. Now, here's the real thing to predict. What part of CM Punk do you think is going to be injured in this match?
Ribs.
You think it's ribs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think ribs.
And how long do you think until he comes back again?
It's about to be August.
Yeah.
2024. the year of our Lord. He'll come back for a match at WrestleMania. So mid to late February.
And then he'll retire.
At WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And go into the WWE Hall of Fame.
There you go. You heard it here first, folks.
There's your headliner.
So you think, so that one you don't really
know. I don't know. If you want me to pick, I'll pick.
I mean, I don't want to put a gun to your head.
No.
If you don't know, that's all right.
Take a gun away. I'll say McIntyre.
Who do you...
He needs it.
Who do you want to win?
McIntyre.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I think so. I think you and I are... I might be like a one notch below you, but with the CM Punk fella.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're both kind of on the same page of whatever.
I have been...
I'm over it.
Like, you know, I see him like post pictures with like Darby and Brody King over the weekend and stuff like that. And then it's just like, okay... Like, I don't like him, but I'm sure, like, people can change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, you know, he has no problems in WWE so far that we know of anyway.
Right.
So, like, maybe he's learned his lesson. I'm willing to change my mind about him. Just haven't done it yet.
I don't wish anything bad. I don't want him.
I don't really want him to get injured.
I don't want him to keep getting hurt like he has for the last 3 years.
I'm not saying that he's, you know.
Washed up. I'm not saying that.
You wouldn't say that.
That he's a locker room cancer.
No one would say that.
No, nobody's ever said that about him.
And you wouldn't say that he's got a fragile ego, fragile mind, fragile body.
Put the clip. Insert clip.
Right, insert clip here. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. When I hear the clap, I'll know to do it.
Okay.
So what about, we got the world title match, right?
Somebody's fighting somebody. Oh, Damian Priest is fighting Gunther.
Oh, that's right. I remember from last week when we did the podcast isn't really happening anymore. And you said
Gunther.
Who do you think? You think Gunther?
Or were you just saying
his name?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. No, I think Gunther's. I feel like this is what they've been setting up for. They did the Intercontinental Title Championship longest reign thing, whatever. 666 days as champion.
Is that really the amount? That's cool.
So he did that. Oh. Then he wins the King of the Ring.
I didn't even bring you your drink, dude. I have it in the kitchen.
I was going to bring it up, but I forgot.
Dang. Are you thirsty?
I'm dying over here.
I mean, it seems like you're joking, but are you thirsty?
No, I'm all right. No, we'll get in a little bit, whatever.
All right, cool.
Gunther.
Yeah.
Will probably win.
Yeah. Do you like Damian Priest?
No, I don't dislike him.
I think most people are just indifferent about him. I remember when he was Punishment Martinez, and I didn't really... I don't want to be insulting, but I just like didn't get the appeal of him.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't think... I don't dislike him.
He's not offensive.
I'm not rooting against him, but it's just like...
I don't want him to get injured or anything like that.
No, but yes, it's just like, all right.
Yeah. I'm happy for him that he got to be champion.
Good for you.
I'm sure it's a dream come true for the little guy.
Yeah, whatever. Like everybody else... I think, I don't want to say everybody else, but almost everybody else in his group I like more than him.
Yeah.
So that's not a good sign.
Except
in my head.
JD, what is it?
JD Vance.
I heard the.
I was about to do it, but it wasn't.
I was going to, but then I'm like, well, he's.
Well, then I was
going to
say JD Martinez, but that's not right.
No, that's because of Punishment Martinez.
I know. So it's JD.
Put it in your head.
From the hit television show Scrubs? No?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
No, that's his name.
JD, what is it?
It's JD.
Do you know it?
No.
Okay. Well, JD, that's why I don't care about that one.
Because he reminds you of JD Vance.
But I like Finn. He's, I don't know. They both have big heads.
That's fair. JD. Okay, hold on. They're called the Judgment Day, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the Judgment Day, do you think the Judgment Day is like going to, Rhea Ripley's in there, huh?
Rhea Ripley's back.
On the show?
She's fighting Liv Morgan.
All right, we'll get to that then.
For the love of Dominic.
A lot of people like that gal, that Rhea Ripley. Like, people who aren't wrestling fans will be like, do you like Rhea Ripley? And I'll be like, I mean, yeah, I like her. But I don't, you know, I don't watch it.
I like her.
The Judgment Day, J.D.
McDonough.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's not even close to Vance.
No. Or whatever else we said.
From Scrubs.
J.D. from Scrubs and J.D. Martinez. Oh, J.D. Martinez is a baseball player.
Oh.
That's why I sounded so right.
Okay. Well, is he good?
He was.
Who do you think will win in a wrestling match? JD McDonough or whatever the hell it is?
JD McDonough's the wrestler.
Or or JD,
what JD is it? Martinez, the, or JD from Scrubs, or JD Vance.
If there was a triple JD, threat. Yeah, what would be four way?
Oh, and McDonough?
Yeah.
JD from Scrubs.
Really?
Because he would daydream.
Oh.
And it would just, yeah, he would time it. That's like a celebrity death match.
That's okay. That's fair. Okay, because I was gonna say I don't really see how that would be beneficial. But if it was celebrity deathmatch style, then yeah, he would win. He would, in his daydream, he would figure out a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the world title match, and you believe Gunther going
probably
to win.
Yeah, I gotta think so.
As a person who doesn't watch, I also think Gunther was going to win. Good. But I also feel like WWE, I don't know how they are now, but back when I did watch, they were sort of predictable in the way they would do this thing, where it's like, okay, this is a big pay-per-view, the second biggest of the year, right? Yeah,
allegedly.
And, well, I don't know if they consider Royal Rumble.
I do, but I think they say, well, this is the biggest party of the summer.
Yeah.
That's usually how they do this. But I think this is supposed to be number two, I think.
Okay, so Cody Rhodes is clearly going to win. And so then the other title has to change hands.
Yeah, I get that idea. Like, I think that about stuff, too. Well, that's a... Not to change the subject too much, but I know that's a complaint about AEW's Battle of the Belts. Is that? I know they just had one and some belts changed hands, but.
Did they? I didn't know
that.
Stupid G1 taking up all my goddamn time.
No, you're not. I don't. I didn't watch it either, but from what I hear, you're not missing anything.
No, I've not. I think I've watched Ring of, one Battle of the Belts.
It was the Ring of Honor six man title.
Mm hmm.
That I didn't think was a thing anymore. That's. I like to look at the comments sometimes.
Mm hmm.
And every comment was, wait, when did these come back?
Hold on. Was that... Because there was a Ring of Honor pay-per-view over the weekend.
This was at Battle of the Belts.
That was at Battle of... Because I watched the pay-per-view.
Because it was... Oh, God.
I was like,
Kingdom,
did I miss
Undisputed
this?
Kingdom, I think. It was Roderick Strong, Bennett, and... What's the other guy? Bennett's tag team partner.
Matt Taven.
Taven. They lost to Dustin Rhodes and the Von Erich
boys. I saw that, which is cool.
That was at the Battle of the Belts, I thought.
I didn't. It must have been. I didn't see this match, so I had,
anyway,
I watched.
But it's kind of confusing because I don't remember. Was there three matches on it? I think there was three advertised matches.
I think
there
usually
one of
are
them,
three. Yeah.
I think the other one was Willow and the CMLL belt she has.
Mm-hmm.
So two belts that aren't even in AEW, and then
yeah,
whatever. So I think the complaint is like, why isn't it the TNT title and the world title? You have 20 titles. Why don't you put your titles on there? And why don't they change hands on a show like that?
Yeah.
So to go back to what you were saying, I think that was the way they did it. Is like, all right, well, so-and-so's keeping the belt, so somebody else has got to lose it.
Yeah. In WWE, you're saying.
In WWE, like what you were saying, like the way, at least the way it used to be.
Right.
I don't think they're afraid to...
have, right.
Well, you had Gunther's reign as Intercontinental Champion, Roman's
right, at reigns. The same time. And he had
where he
all
had it forever.
The top titles. So.
Right. The Usos, I feel like, had the tag belts for a long time, too, when they unified those. Mm-hmm. So they're not afraid to do that anymore. It feels like just to have it, like, they'll let you be let down at the end of a show, kind of.
Right. But I feel like the reason that they let you be let down at the end of a show is because it's a PLE now. And
yeah.
And where this
it's
is
different.
SummerSlam.
And yeah, so they gotta, yeah.
Maybe they want you to have some things to be excited about. Well, I don't know all the matches. I mean, Rhea Ripley is
facing who? Rhea Ripley's fighting Liv Morgan.
Do you think that is Liv Morgan a heel?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dominic.
The Dominic Mysterio.
Well, she was taking Dominic, and then Dominic chose Rhea.
Right.
But I don't know if that's. He picked her, but something fishy could happen.
Really?
Maybe
you think? Do you predict something fishy?
I think that. Kind of like we were talking about with Damian Priest is like him and Rhea are kind of good guys, and Dominic, everybody hates him. Finn and JD are bad guys.
So they're good guys amongst a group of bad guys.
Or they're slowly becoming that way.
Okay.
So I think if Rhea's, and I think more people are rooting for Rhea than Liv.
So if you want
Liv to be the bad guy, and Rhea's the good guy, have Dominic turn on Rhea and go with Liv. Everybody hates Dominic, so they'll hate Liv for being with him.
Yeah.
And then everybody wants to cheer Rhea anyway.
Do you think...
So let me cheer her.
Do you think Dominic Mysterio could pull off being a face?
Down the line.
But not
it's
now.
It's too fun right now.
Okay.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
We all want to hate him.
Right.
We love your dad, and we hate you.
So it's sort of like an early MJF sort of thing where, you know, he would kind of tease maybe being a babyface, but he's like, no, he's going to do the wrong thing every time.
You want me to put it out there?
Put it out there.
Same as The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Rock came in Everybody was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I remember that. They were like, eh.
Yeah. Die, Rocky, die. And then he's like, oh, you want me to be a bad guy? I'll be a bad guy. So now Dominic's a bad guy. And everybody just loves to hate him. And then he'll be the biggest star in Hollywood.
Wow.
In 2040.
2040, the year of our Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You don't say. All right, so that's a. I like that prediction. So Rhea Ripley loses to Liv Morgan
because of Dominic Mysterio. I would like to say Rhea would win, but
and having the entire Browns Stadium in Cleveland, the city that we live in, just booing him to death. Just
booing him, it would be great.
Would be really sick. I kind of want to just be downtown outside of
just
it,
just to hear
the
it.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Dominic's
I'll
there.
Watch it on my phone, and then I'll be like, "Here it comes."
Oh. Yep, Dominic Mysterio.
That's the Dominic Mysterio effect. Right on.
I love it, yeah. I don't know if they pipe in the noise or what, or if they really are booing that
loud. I
think
they turn the mics on the up on the crowd.
All right, it's great.
Yeah.
I get such a kick, and he goes to talk, and I don't know. It's stupid, but
I
love
it. Yeah, for sure. I don't watch it every week, but I see clips, and I go, that's pretty cool.
It's good. Yeah. It's fun. It's like a thing, and I think because they made it a thing, then people really do boo when he goes to talk. Like, they made
it's a part of the fun.
Yeah. I think it
it's not like
it kind of happened natural, and then they went, "Oh, we got something."
It's not so-called go away heat. It's real heat.
No, I think it's
but it's a
part
it's like booing MJF.
I hope Dominic comes out so I can boo.
Yeah, we're like you're playing along when you.
And
boo
then
you, MJF.
I hope Dominic comes out so I can boo him and tell him to get out of here.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't show up, I'm gonna be bummed. Yeah, that I didn't
but don't
get to
swear
boo him.
Because then the people watching at home are gonna have a whole ruined version of this video where they
don't
black
see,
it off.
Yeah, I don't know. Understand that.
What other good matches are there?
The other woman's match is Bayley, the champion of SmackDown.
The SmackDown champion, they call her.
Yes. Against Queen Nia Jax.
Oh, she's a queen.
She won Queen of the Ring. That's why she got this title shot.
Right.
Same as Gunther won King of the Ring, why he gets his title shot, and then Nia won her Queen of the Ring.
Is this how they do it every year now? So King of the Ring is
they
kind of like the
now.
Royal Rumble to WrestleMania for SummerSlam?
Like a tournament, though. But yeah.
But I like guess in so. That way where that's the prize.
Oh, they are. I know that's how they did it in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't think they did it. I'm trying to remember if they did it last time like that.
Like but I remember when I was a kid, you'd win the King of the Ring and then you just had the you were just the king. Your
king.
Gimmick is
then
that you're the
king
for the whole year.
A lot of them did.
And they didn't like really get a title shot or anything like that necessarily.
Yeah, I feel like I think they did maybe at the beginning. And then like Attitude Era
for sure. That like Triple H.
Triple H. Billy Gunn won, I think. Right.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Ken Shamrock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't know if they ever got title shots because of it. I don't know. I'd have to look that.
Yeah,
up,
I don't.
But I don't remember.
It's been wishy-washy.
But either way.
But well, I like that.
Either way, they did for the King and the Queen this year. So she's fighting Bayley, and I guess the story with that one is. I mean, there's their past and their history and stuff, but the story with that is Nia Jax is very good friends with Miss Money in the Bank, Tiffany Stratton. But there's the issue of, hey, is Tiffany going to cash in on her friend?
So that's the drama there. Okay.
Because Tiffany's kind of, she's your, I don't know, she makes me think of the movie Clueless.
Okay.
Just in her personality, but she's good. I do like her. She's a good wrestler. But then Nia Jax, like her enforcer kind of thing.
Oh,
Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
And this, and,
I'll go that way with it.
And in this time, Diesel's the one with the title match.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Shawn Michaels has
Money
in the Bank briefcase.
Interesting.
Except they're women.
This actually does, like for a non WWE fan, this seems like a pretty good pay per view.
It is a good one, I think.
I wish I would have shelled out the $8,000 for the tickets.
Yeah, you should have. Hey, there's still time.
Maybe we could charge it on the show's card.
We'd have to run it past HR and everybody, but we
could
also do it after.
That's true. Why?
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
You heard it here first. So, do you think...
Probably...
Nia Jax.
I guess the story is Nia, like, because I try to think, like, well, where does it go?
Yeah.
And, like, if Bayley wins, that's cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she just goes to the next one. But then if Nia wins, there's that constant paranoia of the Money in the Bank holder always being by your side. And if she slips up or gets hurt or whatever, like during a match, and the opportunity's right there for Tiffany Stratton.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I guess if
I think
I'm picking, I'll say Nia.
Yeah.
And
then gets cashed in on right away?
No. I think that you drag it out for a little bit.
Okay.
Play it the right way.
I guess when they only have one person holding the briefcase right now, you want to keep it.
You drag. I feel like that's what they like to do is like use one quick and then the other one holds it for a while.
It's kind of like the long-term version of having one champion win on a night and the other lose.
Kind of, yeah, to a point.
So those are the two women matches. there's tag team title matches, I assume, with the Gargano and Ciampa, or no?
I don't think there is. I think on SmackDown this week, which is also in Cleveland, yes. Which is the town that we live in.
Yeah, that's where we live. That's it.
That's it here.
Gargano doesn't get to wrestle on SummerSlam.
So he'll be at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for SmackDown, but I don't believe he's on SummerSlam.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is what I want to happen. I want, I can't remember who was involved, but I wanted Johnny Gargano to come out to be the one to announce the record-setting attendance for Cleveland wrestling event. Let him do something. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let Johnny come out and announce the attendance, and then... who are they fighting with? I said maybe if it's Grayson Waller and Austin Theory come out.
Yeah.
Because that's who they won the belts from.
Yeah.
And they can Grayson Waller could say, oi, because that's how he talks from wherever he's from.
He's an oi boy?
Oi. Well, Cleveland stinks. We don't like football. No, that was, I think I lost it.
It turned into like a southern accent.
Yeah, it didn't work. Anyway, so they come out and they make some sort of sports team joke. Because that's what those bad
they're in the Brown Stadium. They might as well do it.
And he's going, oh, the Steelers are better or something. Yeah. And everybody will get pissed.
Yeah, I know people get pissed at that.
People hate the sports team stuff.
In Cleveland, Ohio, the city that we live in, they always boo the Steelers.
Usually.
They go, the Steelers, I don't like that. They go, boo, no thank you.
Boo.
They go, no thank you.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I think Johnny Gargano comes out, says the attendance, 1 million people are in this arena right now. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
And then, world record attendance, 1 million. And then those guys come out, and then The Miz comes out. And they start beating him up, and then instead of Ciampa coming to save him, The Miz comes and saved him, because he's from Cleveland.
The
city that we live in. I'd like The Miz to get the little case.
Yeah, that's
I don't think he's been doing anything. I don't remember.
So he doesn't have a match on the show, either.
No.
There's no Cleveland guys on the show.
But then, listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Grayson and Austin Theory.
Yeah.
They beat both of them up. And it's like, well, what the hell? They're from here. And they're getting beat up. And then Dolph Ziggler comes back for one night because he's from Cleveland, the city that we live in. And then Dolph Ziggler saves the day. And the three Cleveland boys get a moment in the middle. And they're all big Browns fans. So give me Johnny and The Miz and Nick Nemeth.
Well, and because they have the TNA deal.
They're doing stuff with TNA. So let Dolph Ziggler come back for a minute.
I think that is
he's their champion.
Plausible. But I would rather...
I want those guys to get him... Like, mostly Johnny. But
yeah.
I want those guys to get something.
Especially
at SummerSlam.
Johnny.
And all three of them
are big Browns fans. I'm happy that he has a WWE title.
I feel like the city of Cleveland, which is the city we live in, I feel like we won a title.
I was listening to What Culture talk about him, and they said that his being from... Or, you know, Cleveland, Ohio is his gimmick.
Kinda.
And that's not inaccurate.
I mean, you could
the guy deserves to be on the damn show.
I feel
what the hell, Triple H? I thought he was your boy.
I thought so, too.
Son of a bitch.
He's tag team partners with Triple H. First... Oh, you don't know that part. R-Truth thinks they are...
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
That they're Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no tag team stuff.
That's crazy. What about the other tag team
titles? Sami Zayn.
Finn
and JD McDonagh.
Yeah, versus defending the...
But Sammy's fighting Bron Breakker again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear the promos, but I heard about them. The Bron Breakker promo from last night, I think.
I didn't see it.
He said, like, you know...
I'm behind.
I don't know. He said a bunch of cool shit, from my understanding.
I think if you watched our Money in the Bank video, or the video that we did with that, the predictions in it, I said it wasn't time yet, and Sami Zayn was going to win, and I was correct in my prediction that time, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
I think... SummerSlam, bigger stage. I think Bron Breakker might beat him this time.
I think you're right.
And then they can have another match, and he'll beat him again, probably. But
Doesn't
then
Sami Zayn doing a stand-up show the night before?
There is, I think, Thursday night? It's either Thursday night or Friday.
I guess it wouldn't be Friday.
Well, Friday
SmackDown.
Night SmackDown.
Yeah.
But there is something after SmackDown as well, I think.
Maybe it's after that, then. We'll talk about that in a little bit when we talk about other stuff going on. Okay, so Bron Breakker.
So there's those matches. Were you counting how many that was?
I wasn't. I have to pee. I think I'm gonna. All right, so hold up. Pauses real quick. Wow. Not heavy. I'll get your water while I'm out.
I'll pull up a lineup.
I'll just pop this off.
I can't hear. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Then I'll keep talking. Saturday, August 3rd, 6:30 p.m. it says. But I don't know if that's true.
Don't say PM. You're making me have to pee.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Let's see what else we got. What did I miss? Oh, I got one. There was one that we missed. It is 7 matches. So just to recap. World Heavyweight Champion Damian Priest defends against Gunther. WWE Women's Champion Bayley defends against Nia Jax. Women's World Champion Liv Morgan defends against Rhea Ripley. Undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes defends against Solo Sikoa. Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn defends against Braun Breaker. Grudge match, CM Punk vs. Drew McIntyre with Seth frickin' Rollins as the special guest referee. And the one that I forgot. But we're going to wait for Hot Joe to finish peeing. I was wrong about The Miz. They announced he will be the host of the event.
Oh, you know, actually, I did know that.
I did not know that.
Well, we could...
I can't wait for him to save Johnny. Or maybe Johnny will save him now.
Okay, so hold on. All right. Well, I'll get back in there. Okay.
It's just me and the audience now. This is the first SummerSlam held in Cleveland since 1996. It's the first SummerSlam under TKO and the first not directly under the McMahon family control.
What's the time?
In real life?
Yeah.
8:36.
8:36. I don't mean this in a like smart-ass way, but I'm curious, what else would I have meant besides real life?
On the video.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
See?
See, that's why I wasn't being an ass about it.
God, I'm so thirsty.
For coffee. Yeah, man. Okay, hold on. I'll see. What, 47 minutes? Okay. Because I was thinking, I should have fucking seen when I went to the bathroom so that I could edit that a lot easier than having to, like...
I talked the whole time.
Because so. Other than that, I don't feel like anything...
Nothing's like... I mean, you'll have to...
I feel like I might... the editing won't really be much cutting out.
Yeah, you might need a little cut here or there type of thing.
Let's see. So far, boom. All right, mate.
There was one, did you hear me? There was one match we forgot. I forgot. So there, it is.
I did hear you say that. Yeah. What's that match that we forgot about? Oh yeah, you want your headphones back on, probably, huh?
Yeah. All
right. Now we're officially back.
Sean. And we're back. So one correction: The Miz is serving as the host.
Okay.
Of WWE SummerSlam in Cleveland.
Oh, the city they live in.
Yes. The one match we forgot is United States Champion Logan Paul. Fighting L.A.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that being advertised.
That one will be good, too, I think.
No, it's... So, like...
L.A. Knight. L.A. Knight, you think?
Yeah, probably.
I wonder where you're going.
I'll tell you off air. But anyhow. So, there's this U.S. title match.
Logan Paul, L.A. Knight, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm not trying to be a jerk, okay? But the fact that... Out of all the wrestlers that are from here... Cleveland, Ohio, the city that we live in?
That we live in, yeah.
Cleveland is a city where we come from, so run. The only frickin' guy who's on the card is Logan Paul. The biggest guy I hate, and yeah, I hate that
motherfucker.
You're
not a big fan.
I hate the son of a bitch. He's a bad person.
I understand that, and that's what I've heard. Just wrestling-wise, love him.
Yeah, he's like Shawn Michaels. A piece of shit.
He's awesome.
But he's a great wrestler. As a human being, one of the worst.
He, from what I understand, I don't really know the Pauls.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch him fight in boxing matches sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the things I've heard, it's like, ooh.
Well
wrestling is pretty much...
They're icky.
The most I've ever seen of him is in wrestling, and he's awesome at it.
That's true.
It's like he was... He just gets it, and he's really good at it. And he's made to be a bad guy, so it's easy.
Uh-huh. He was born to run.
Was he? Bruce Springsteen.
But no, yeah, he's a good professional wrestler.
I'd like to see him wrestle like.
Yeah.
I think I said something to you about it. I don't know if I said it to you, but I thought on this off topic, but this John Cena retirement tour that's coming up in 2025, I'd like to see him fight Logan Paul.
I don't know if you did tell me that, but that's a good idea.
I would really like that. Yeah. And I think it'd be really good. And I think Logan Paul's going to lose the LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the everybody loves LA Knight.
I think so. And he's not, I feel like he was like number one for a while there.
Yeah.
Probably about a year ago, maybe. Yeah,
probably right before
Roman beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, he demolished him, from my understanding. I didn't see it.
He always does. Demolished. No, I think LA Knight put up a fight. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't like Brock and Kofi.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was LA Knight put up definitely a better fight than that. But no, it's time. Let's give LA Knight something. Let him run around with the U.S. title for a little bit, and then he can... I don't care. Lose to somebody else. I like LA Knight. He's good.
Do you see LA Knight being WWE or World Heavyweight Champion?
No.
Really?
Yeah, not a slight against him or anything. I just think there's people above him on the list.
Do you think that it could have happened if they would have stricken when the iron was hot?
Stroked.
Oh, when they would have... If they would have stroked...
No, you just had one.
Man, this is a good thing. Having another person to do banter with.
Yeah.
If we ever saw t-shirts... I feel like you should try to turn that into a catchphrase or something.
Stroked?
Yeah, stroked. Stroke when the iron's hot. And on the back it says you just had one. And then we could put a picture of Greg Iron.
Front and black. Front and back shirt.
Black.
I was going to say black t-shirt because it's a wrestling shirt.
It's a wrestling shirt. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that Mankind shirt I got in the freaking crate we filmed earlier.
Yeah, check the YouTube.
It was brown.
It's uncrating.
I don't think I own a brown shirt. When I was
a brown shirt.
When I was a hot teen boy,
yeah.
I owned a...
All right.
When I was a teenager,
you got me on that one. Oh, I know.
I wore a brown t-shirt that had Biggie Smalls' face on, and it was like all over print. All right.
Stroke while the iron's hot.
Yeah. Stroked.
Stroked.
While the iron's hot, because it sounds even crazier.
Because you're having a stroke.
And anyway. Then we have a hot picture of Greg Iron on the back.
They're all hot pictures of Greg Iron.
That's true. What, dude's a stud.
The fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about LA Knight winning the US title. I think after that we got off the rails, but we got all that part done. Like,
so that should be SummerSlam.
Okay. I'm
trying to wrap it up. You're going to go to the...
I want to predict those matches now, okay?
All right.
Will you read them back to me?
All right. So you want them from opener to closer kind of deal?
Well, yeah, that's fine. I will be watching this WWF.
LA Knight and... Logan Paul.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go on a limb. I know it's not the popular choice in the room.
That's fine.
But I'm going to say LA Knight.
I picked him too, so I agree. Sami Zayn against Braun Breaker.
Listen, I know I don't want to butt heads with you because we're friends.
Yeah, we are.
We're basically like, we're like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like a little brother to me.
I don't have a brother, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, well, it's
speaking of that, though, I'm curious what internationally famous referee Charles Van thinks about these matches, but that's for another.
Yeah, day. I mean, too bad we can't get him on the show because he's...
Well, he's reffing everywhere.
And he's always doing reffing.
And Sami Zayn, Braun Breaker.
I don't want to butt heads with you. No. I know that you have certain opinions and you feel very passionately about them, and I don't want to go against what you think, but I think it's going to be Braun Breaker.
Oh, what? CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins as the referee.
I know... that as friends, sometimes opinions can sort of put a wedge.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen, but I got to be honest and I got to be myself. Otherwise, what's the point? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who are you then?
I think McIntyre is going to win.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Liv Morgan versus...
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know what else would be a really good feud? Logan Paul and CM Punk. And that's like the promos that Punk could do on Logan Paul.
It'd probably be... CM Punk's probably the one of the only, I'll say, guys that would make you feel bad. You'd almost feel bad.
For Logan Paul?
For Logan Paul. Because he would just go in on the
kid. Yeah, you're right. Would just for sure.
Oh, okay. Like, we get it. He sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, stop.
It's like...
stop. He's already dead.
That's how... And Meet the Grahams. Like, I enjoyed it. I've listened to it right when it was, like, half an hour after it came out.
Yeah.
But that's the feeling I had, where I just felt bad for Drake.
Yeah, all right.
I was like,
stop it.
This, like, you're,
leave him alone. You,
he's already dead.
Yeah, stop. He's already dead.
Yeah. But I say McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, not fine. Reba McIntyre. God.
Is she going to be there? I think she... Did she do a national anthem at a WrestleMania or something like that?
Did she?
Are they... not? Do they do the... No, they don't do the national anthem.
I think she's going to be at Survivor
Series. They do Series. The Star Spangled Banner?
Because she's a survivor.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Like Destiny's Child.
Yes. Okay. Just like Destiny's Child.
What do we got? Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley.
I'm going to go... my heart says... Okay, listen. I don't want to be, like, combative.
No.
I know that you see things one way, and just because I might see them another way, that doesn't mean that we can't be friends, though.
No, that's true. You're right.
But I'm going to go with Liv Morgan. But I think it's only I think it's only because Dominic Mysterio might turn on Rhea Ripley.
If you think so.
What's next? Yeah,
whatever. Bayley.
What sucks? Hot shot.
Bayley versus Nia Jax.
Queen Nia Jax,
queen
I
Nia
call her.
Jax. Yeah, as you should, because...
Because she's my queen. Oh, boy. I don't want to get controversial. Right. Seriously, I don't.
No, but I mean, but you have to sometimes.
Sometimes you have to. I know that. I mean, if you didn't want controversy, you shouldn't have invited the king. That being said, I think... what match are we talking about
again? Bayley versus Queen Nia Jax.
I think Nia Jax is going to win. And I know that... what's her friend's name?
Tiffany Stratton.
I know that Tiffany Stratton is the Miss Money in the Bank, but I don't think that she's going to use it on this show. I think she's going to hold it down the line.
All right. Damian Priest versus King Gunther.
I think it's Gunther's time. I know I know how you feel about that. I know you have a certain feeling. I don't want to hear it. I think it's Gunther's time.
Okay. And then, unless I missed one, finally, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa is probably going to win that one.
Oh. Really? Okay.
You know what? I'm going to stick with it.
No, you have to now.
I have to, yeah, because I think...
It's on vinyl.
I don't want to hear from the Cody crybabies, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to get Cody canceled, but... that actually sounds like I'm saying he's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
I don't want to get canceled by the Cody crybabies. Is what I'm saying.
You're going to get Cody canceled. You're not going to get Cody canceled. You're going to get Cody canceled.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, you have to say it, yeah.
But I think Solo Sikoa is... it's his time.
All right.
He's earned it. After all those years in the independence, finally, hard work pays off.
He's been for a while, I think.
Now, his cousin?
I don't know. Which one? Oh, the one that's going to be at GCW?
Yeah, this is what I was going to segue.
I know, I was trying to help. But I can't remember his name. Are you looking it up?
Yes, but I don't really know how. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. GCW, I guess?
Yeah.
He's on the card. So do you think they're going to hang out?
He's got that big Umaga tattoo on his chest. I think he's going to debut.
Game changer. I wish they'd... Yeah, because there's like another GCW.
There's a GCW, but yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't like it either. Especially like if you're like in the other GCW and you go to like some indie. Okay, it's Zilla. I was never gonna get
Zilla
that.
Fatu.
Yeah, Zilla Fatu. Okay,
all right, work that in.
How are we gonna do this? Okay, so Solo Sikoa's gonna win, and then he's gonna go hang out with his cousin. I should have looked up what they were before I started saying this stuff.
There might be a brother.
Maybe they look a lot alike.
Because Fatu. Wait, is that their last name?
Yeah.
Because Rikishi Fatu.
Yeah.
That's the dad. Because Solo's brothers are the Usos.
Jacob Fatu?
But then I don't think Jacob Fatu's related. I don't know. But he is related.
It says he's Umaga's son.
Okay, so that would make him something else.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's just not use this segue, all right?
But well, you just said Solo's going to win?
Yeah.
You think it's his time?
Yeah, I think it's his time.
And you could, I don't know, I was thinking of, you could say another member of the Bloodline that'll be in Cleveland, the city that we're from.
Mm-hmm.
Zilla Fatu.
Okay.
At GC Dub.
Okay.
Friday,
okay.
August
okay.
2nd.
Good thinking. All right, what if you just say it then, because you thought of it.
Too late.
Well, you actually said it, so it's not really too late.
You got it.
I could just use that recording.
Nope.
Zilla Fatu, his cousin.
Oh, Maga's son.
Yeah, and he is wrestling on the GCW show the night before.
Right, Friday.
Friday.
August 2nd.
August 2nd, here in Cleveland, the city that we live in.
Temple Live. Exactly. Masonic Temple downtown. I like that place. It's a good venue for wrestling. It's a good venue for music, actually. But now that they use it for wrestling, I realize it's good for wrestling.
I'm going to a concert there. Yeah. Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, kick, push. Kick, push.
That's right.
Okay.
And then, so I've never been there before until I went to that AIW show last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
With referee Charles Van, the international indie wrestling official. And then I'm going to the GCW show on Friday, the night before WrestleMania, or SummerSlam, the WrestleMania of the summer.
It's Cleveland's WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's fair. And then, I mean, it's the closest thing we'll ever get.
You never know. Johnny Gargano's putting in a good word for us.
Yeah, well, he's not even on the goddamn card.
I know. He's working the Romo Fijo.
So I think, are you going to... There's like all sorts of crap going on.
So the day I'm... The wrestling, actual wrestling event-wise, there's a show at that same Temple Live the day before for AIW.
Yeah.
As you said, that you're attending Friday is GCW at Temple Live.
It's my understanding that GCW is just going to use AIW's ring.
Would make sense if they did.
Yeah.
Sources say that might be a thing.
If you called referee Charles Van right now, would he answer the phone?
What day is it? Tuesday?
Yeah. Let's just try.
Maybe.
And just ask him if they're using the same ring and put it up to the microphone and then hang up on him.
Oh, I do that. I hang up all the time.
All right, let's try it. I don't think he'd answer if I call because I've never called him before.
Perfect. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Say, is this referee Charles Van?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Not only did he not answer, but he hit the button.
Call his wife, Mrs. Charles Van. And then say, give Charles the phone, please.
Now they're going to think something's wrong. I'm back in. Then it's going to be a thing. I wonder, or he could be at school. He might be at, because they got the show Thursday, so he could be at
practice or whatever. Yeah, he's got to go, just in case he forgets what comes after two.
All right, 10 for the outside, 3 on the inside, 5 in the corner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that tag rope.
So that AIW, show is Thursday.
AIW has a show Thursday.
What's that show called?
I know the World.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They got some names on it that you might be familiar with.
Is Joey Janela on it?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But maybe you've heard of the Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, shit, dude. I forgot they were on that card. Son of a bitch.
There's rumors that this could be one of their last indie shows, if not their last indie show.
Son of a bitch.
There's a big event on Saturday. That some people think the Motor City Machine Guns might show up at.
Interesting. But to do what? There's no tag team wrestling on that show.
They're going to come to save Johnny Gargano after he announces.
They're going to be the ones to beat him up.
Cleveland. No, that's not going to work. In Motor City, we are not the Motor City.
I saw them at the very first indie show I ever went to when I was 14.
Yeah.
Which was like 2 years ago. Just kidding. It was, how old am I now? 32?
You're 33.
I'm 33. So it was almost 20 years ago.
I think you're older than
that. Damn, they've been together a long time.
You're 33?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born in December, so my birthday's at the end of the year.
Oh, that's what it is.
So mathematically, it's always going to seem like I'm lying. But the very first indie show I went to, the Motor City Machine Guns, were on the card, and so was Jimmy Snuka, the famous murderer.
Superfly?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And then Buff Bagwell, famous prostitute. And... Rick Steiner, famous transphobe.
That's a hell of a lineup.
Shark Boy was also on that show. I went to the meet and greet. I says, Shark Boy, why are you not the TNA X Division champion? And you know what he said to me?
I don't know. What did he say?
He just said, I don't know.
Good answer.
Yeah. He said, why are you asking me? I don't book the show.
Bad question. Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah.
Right. What are you supposed to do when you meet somebody the caliber of a Shark Boy? You kind of
clam up. Now let's be honest. Yeah, that's a very give me a high five on that one. Now that's the thing is Shark Boy should not have been the TNA champion. He wasn't very.
He was fine. He was good for what he was.
This was pre Stone Cold gimmick that he was doing.
Oh, that's what really put him over.
Yeah.
Oh, Shark Boy.
Yeah, Shark Boy is cool. You know, rest in peace.
No.
No, he's not dead.
Okay, good. You got me there for
he's still out there in the ocean.
He will not be at, as far as I know, he's not at AIW or GCW.
You're talking about Shark Boy.
Shark Boy.
Yeah.
Sadly. Not because he's dead, just because he's not currently.
There's a lot of wrestlers that won't be on these cards that aren't dead. Just because they're not on these shows.
But all the wrestlers that are dead
are on the show.
Also won't be on the show.
That's fair.
Because of their
That's true.
Condition,
so we'll call it. So are you going to go to this AIW show?
No.
And it's
because that's it.
That's the Thursday, right?
The Thursday one. Also, I think there's other things going on that we probably don't know about. So if you're in Cleveland.
I know. I wish there was a list.
We'll be in Cleveland because we live here.
Yeah,
the Cleveland. But if you're in Cleveland for SummerSlam, just go walking around. You'll find wrestling somewhere.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true.
But also at Brewnuts, which is a fancy. It's not fancy. It's a bar. But they also make really big donuts. You think so?
It's not like Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, yeah. That kind of undersells it. They make really nice donuts.
Yeah.
They also have a bar. And I think some of the donuts have booze in them as well.
Mm-hmm. And they have vegan donuts.
They have vegan donuts?
Which matters to me. Because now it's time to reveal I am a vegan. When I die, which one should I do? Oh, that one. When I die, my brother is going to go to my grave, and he's going to say, "You once were a vegan, and now you will be gone."
Oh, I thought he was going to say, "You are vegan."
He won't say that.
I will. When I'm there.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that you're going to go to my funeral.
Probably. Depends if there's a wrestling show or not. What day of the week is it?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a mystery to me.
Well, let me know.
Mm-hmm. You'll be penciled in.
Thank you.
So you're going to go to this Brewnuts event? What is it?
I don't know if I would like to. It's called Brewnut Slam.
Oh.
Well, that's not true. That's what
the poster
the,
says.
The Thursday the 1st through Sunday the 8th, SummerSlam inspired donuts, drinks, events, and more. And I know on Thursday, Cleveland's own handicap hero, Gregory Iron, will be hosting trivia, wrestling-themed, obviously.
I wonder
that should be fun.
Yeah.
It's a bar, so you if you like to drink alcoholic beverages.
Which we know Greg doesn't.
So don't buy him a drink.
Don't buy him a drink.
It's a waste of money.
I mean, he will drink a coffee. I've seen him drink plenty of coffees.
They have just to give you a little sneak peek, they're going to have the American Nightmare. It's a marshmallow frosted donut with red, white, and blue star sprinkles and a little American flag.
Is this on Instagram? Dude, when did they put this up? I didn't see this.
In their story. Oh, here, we can get you this one. Strawberry banana prime frosted. There's a little V next to it, which I assume means vegan.
But it's Logan Paul themed.
It's the Maverick. The
vegan donut is the guy I don't like.
Well, I can't. Creamers, I'm going to tell you right
now. Man.
I will be buying these. I'm going to go buy every wrestling-themed donut they have, and we're going to save them until next year, and then we'll try them live on air.
That's a good idea. Okay, hold on. Where is these damn WWF donuts? Okay, WWF.
And their story.
Brewnuts.
Okay. On Brewnuts?
Oh, yeah, but they had a whole bunch of stuff before this on their story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I just, yeah.
So there's the marshmallow frosted.
Did you not believe me?
No, I just want to look. I wanted to see what they look like.
Well, hold on. All right, look at the next one.
All right, hold on.
Because there's only two. No, you know what? You want to see
in
it.
In the future,
go on your Instagram and look up Brewnuts.
Brewnuts.com.
www.brewnuts.com.
The prime one does look good. It's got poppy seeds on there.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know.
It does look delightful.
Well, it's vegan, so they had to put something weird on it.
Oh, no, you look it up, you freaks.
Look it up. It's on Instagram. Just follow them. They make it's a cool place. It's a local business and all that.
And then
they have some really cool t-shirts coming.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you.
This shirt I want so badly.
That it's the front, it's like the stone, the Austin 316 shirt. Bless you.
Thank you.
It says Brewnuts 216 because that's the area code of Cleveland where we live.
The city that we live, yeah.
And the back of it has a skull with like frosting on the top almost.
Yeah, like
the
dripping
frosting
down.
Dripping down because it's such a hot shirt.
No.
You're going to want to go there and buy it. And then I believe they have one that says Brewnut Slam. with oh, like really? A ring and some donuts. It might be in their story, which you don't get to see unless you go to their Instagram
and follow. So and give them a follow. Them.
Just follow.
They're
them.
A wonderful.
It's a good. Oh local yeah, business. There it is.
Donuts and beer, dude. I want both these shirts. I'm gonna get them.
I hope they're overpriced.
Me too, man. I love paying too much for stuff. See here. There's a bunch of donuts wrestling in the ring, doing a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so it's Brew Nuts with an S.
Damn, dude. These are sick shirts.
Established 2013. Opens Wednesday through Sunday.
I hope they don't sell out.
6501 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland. Do you really want one of each?
Yeah.
I'll tell Brittany to stop there Thursday during the day.
Oh,
I don't
you
know
think?
I don't know when they're putting them out.
All right. I mean, I'm going to go.
You did see that one?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm definitely going to go.
On Thursday?
Just to also support Greg Iron, our local hero.
Who?
Greg's Iron?
Oh.
Or, sorry, Greg Irons.
Oh, I've heard of him.
If he does listen to this, he's going to love when he hears that. I'll say that. He's a tag team champion with his brother now. And two promotions, I believe. Or he just wrestled in two promotions. I can't remember. Actually, I'll just look at his
damage. I think he's injured, isn't he?
He did hurt his ribs.
Just like CM Punk, according to you.
Is that why you said it?
I don't know if that's why, but it definitely could have.
One of the things about one of the things to know about Greg is that he really values his ribs, and so like I'm sure in his heart he's really probably torn up about this.
I heard that he had a rib removed.
Okay, you know what? They fought for another tag belt, but I don't know if they won it. And yes, he did.
Yeah, him and Marilyn Manson.
There's him with some other bloke. Man, I'm gonna go to this, and you may.
Oh, yeah, Mike, I believe is his name. Greg and Mike are the hosts of the trivia.
Yeah.
At Brew Nuts.
So you might be going to
Brew Nuts. So come on, just if you're in town, just come cream with us.
Love that. Come cream with us.
Or don't.
That's whatever. Another shirt.
Doesn't matter.
That's a put great shirt. The, come cream with us.
It should be in the, you know, that shirt with... It was the Valvina shirt, where it looked like it was written in something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be great.
So you could do the cum cream with us like that.
I feel like I'm smelling cum.
That shirt's gross. It's really a gross... Like, the shirt looks... Do you know in movies when... you might know this, because you're like a producer extraordinaire.
That's true. That's very true.
In movies, when it's like a rain scene or wet, or the person's supposed to look wet, it's not just water. They use hair gel.
I did not know that.
Because it shines and it stays there longer. Yeah, and that shirt looks like it's just covered in hair gel. Like, yeah. If you were to put it on,
yeah.
It's a gross shirt.
It's a very disgusting shirt.
Locked, cocked, and loaded, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, you know, Val Venus is so level-headed.
Well, speaking of Val Venus, yeah. Perfect timing. I mean, I don't even know how you did that. Old Val Venus is in the news because he... You know his name, Val Venus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his real name is Sean...
Morley?
Yeah, that's like sounds right.
Chief Morley?
Well, it probably says in this article.
Actually, wasn't that his name, Chief Morley, when he was in whatever position he was in?
Yeah, but I don't... I just remember that it sounds that way. I don't remember the exact wording, but... Anyhow, on ringsidenews.com...
www.ringsidenews.com?
Yes, thank you
okay. For
that. Val Venus, known for his outspoken right-wing beliefs and controversial statements, has recently found himself embroiled in trademark dispute while also claiming to have received death threats for his views.
Whoa.
Venus, who has been vocal about his stance against transgender rights, harshly criticized Cody Rhodes earlier this year, labeling him a Satan worshiper for supporting such causes. Venus urged Rhodes to cease promoting what he described as mental disorders. I love the idea that, you know, seeing people who are transgendered as being, like, mentally ill means that you should hate them. You know what I mean? Like, he sees...
Yeah,
they're mentally ill, and you should not love them. You should hate them.
Correlation doesn't... Yeah. The math don't math.
It's not right. Val Venus, he's a heel.
If let's just say that's really what you think, that...
Right. If that's your viewpoint, why would I want to hate them?
Like, that's... Hey, you're mentally ill. I'm curious what his argument would be. I'm sure not a good one.
If
like you brought that counterpoint up to him, like you think somebody that's trans is mentally ill, and he'd go, yes, because I feel like that's how he talked.
No, yeah.
And he would go, oh, so you hate them because they're mentally ill.
Uh-huh.
I think he would trip over his words for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Gyrate. So, like, if somebody came up to him and they had depression, would he be like, well, fuck you?
He probably doesn't believe in that.
You think he doesn't believe that depression's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only
mental illness that exists is being trans, according to Sean Martley or whatever it is.
Morley?
Who knows? Who cares?
It's not Valvinus, though, right?
No, and this is actually like a story with a cool ending. So the trademark dispute began when a Twitter user named Hang'em High noticed that the trademark for Valvinus had been abandoned.
How do you notice that?
I don't know.
I always thought, is it like a genius idea to just figure out what trademarks and copyrights and stuff got and then just scoop them up real quick?
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, I own Kit Kats now.
Right.
They screwed up. I don't know who makes it.
Suck a dick, Kit Kat.
Suck it, Mars or Hershey or whoever makes it. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good, dog. This Twitter user, Hang'em High, noticed that the trademark for Valvinus had been abandoned and attempted registering it. They launched website called valvinus.com, which advocates for LGBTQ rights.
www.valvinus.com?
Don't you know it?
All right, thanks.
Which advocates for LGBTQ rights, particularly trans rights, and prominently features the transgender pride colors.
This initiative
appears to be part of a broader effort to secure the trademark and repurpose the name for advocacy.
Really?
Yes. So basically, the Hang'em High person trademarked Valvinus, made this website that is valvinus.com, but instead of being about the big Valboski, it's about transgender rights. Suck it, Valvinus.
I haven't gone to this website yet, but if it isn't a trans woman and just big letters that says, hello, ladies, what are we doing?
Man.
That's all I want.
That is great. That would be sick.
Oh. You ready? Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing?
What?
Is this Charles Van?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you have it under good authority that GCW at Temple Live on August 2nd is using the same ring as AIW that is using at Temple Live on August 1st?
Yeah.
Can I put that in the papers?
If you would, sure.
All right. Do you know, what are you doing?
Just leaving. School.
I knew you were at school. How was class, honey? Hello?
Why?
Because you're being recorded right now.
Oh, sweet.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I don't know if it matters or not.
Well, we don't have to put it in there if you don't want it to be.
I mean, I don't care. I just was saying. I mean, sure, but
why is he so,
I don't think it really matters.
Why is he so irritable?
How can I ask you something?
Nick Cage versus Matt Hardy, yeah.
Really?
What?
For GCW, yeah.
How do you know that?
I think they announced it.
Oh, are we allowed to put stuff out? Well, who's fighting Joey Janela?
Man, I don't know.
Who's fighting Mance?
I think that's a pick your poison thing. I don't know.
I know, they're both mystery opponents. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the highest number you counted to today?
Nine, actually.
Really? They got back in?
You were so close.
Yeah.
So you're working Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be working Thursday.
Are you working Saturday?
I will be working Saturday for our tailgate show on West 6.
Are you going to get to meet Pat McAfee?
I don't know. I hope so.
That'd be cool if you could. Oh, then you're going to SummerSlam.
And then me and Brian Barth will be at SummerSlam.
And that's Bryan?
No, he spells it the correct way. Bryan.
And then Bark, right?
Byron Bark?
Yeah.
Charles Van and Byron Bark.
Charles Van and Brian Barf. Barf.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, we called him Brian Barf at Charles's bachelor party because he was thrown up in the driveway.
Good.
He's coming to the next day.
Great. So thanks for... We can't even use any of this phone call now.
Whatever. I'm sorry. Well, I gave you all the information I could.
No, you didn't. I don't know who's at J-Lit.
Hey, when are you going to come into the studio for an interview?
I don't even know what J-Lit is.
When are you going to come... They put it out already.
Yeah, but when is it? If you saw that, if you saw it, when is it?
When is J Lit?
Yeah.
September.
Damn it, you're right. But what day in September?
What day is it? The 28th?
Yeah, I think that actually is correct. Good job.
It's in Akron, I think.
It is in Akron.
I think show 1's at 2:30 p.m., doors at 1:30, and show 2 is at 7:30 p.m., and doors are at 6:30. You know you can use your phone while you're on it, right?
Yeah, that's really impressive that you just did all that. That you really memorized the poster.
It's at www.aiwrestling.com. C-O-M. Anyway, yeah. All right. Well, are you home yet?
No, I'm on my way.
Because this is live radio. Wow. You don't always get the endorsement of an international referee indie sensation like Charles Van.
I wouldn't be an international. I've only repped in the United States.
No, you could be international. They're big fans of you in Turkey.
Yeah, the Turkish love you.
I thought I had a following in Austria.
Have you seen the Triller numbers? Is that what it's called?
We're big in Amsterdam and New Zealand.
Yeah, that means you are.
Yeah, you're a Kiwi.
You know, America and New Zealand are the only countries you can advertise pharmaceuticals on TV.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking know that.
Yeah, I did, because we're the only ones that don't have universal whatever.
I don't think that's why.
Universal whatever.
I don't think that's why.
Healthcare.
We're the only two countries that don't have universal healthcare.
Let's not get political, okay? Or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. What a goofball, man.
All right, anything you want to tell the people?
When's he coming in here?
Make sure you subscribe to Room for Cream.
When are you going to come in for the in-person interview? We know you have a busy weekend. Can we pencil you in for maybe...
I got a pretty busy summer, so we'll figure things out.
But summer's over.
That's a great point. I like how you push back on that.
We have a pretty busy schedule with a show Thursday.
Yeah.
A show Saturday.
We've already advertised your stuff. Just get to the point.
We have another show the following Saturday in North Canton. It's a street festival.
Oh, the free one in North Canton?
When you say the following Saturday, you mean this Saturday.
What was that?
The same day as SummerSlam, right?
SummerSlam?
No, North Canton.
There's a 1 week after that.
Oh.
The North, I can't suggest going to the North Canton show more because it's a real street fair.
Yeah.
And they have free wrestling all day.
I just drove past the guy that was getting arrested.
What guy? Nick Gage?
No, he's not in town yet.
Can you confirm?
It was someone that was in his car and then out of his car with handcuffs.
Probably why he got arrested. Can't drive it by your handcuff.
North Canton Street Fest is on August 10th, which is the week after SummerSlam. So when you're still on the high of SummerSlam, go out to North Canton.
We'll pencil you in for the 6th.
I don't even know what day the 6th is.
A Tuesday. It's a week from today, you dumb bastard.
I thought you were supposed to be good at counting.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
All right, well, that's it.
Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll send you a text.
All right, love you, bye.
Wrong number.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Can't use any of that. Thanks a lot, Internet.
He's right, though. The Nick Gage-Matt Hardy match was announced 56 minutes ago.
I thought he was giving us something.
So we were on air during this, so that's why we didn't know.
Wow, breaking news.
Yeah. I don't have a breaking news. I'll edit in later in post.
Nick Gage versus Matt Hardy, GCW, in Cleveland, Ohio, the city that we live in.
That's going to be a sick match, dude. That's Matt Hardy's debut match in GCW.
It could be his last match.
Yeah.
Because Nick Gage will fucking kill you.
Oh, man, he's going to fuck him up. Damn, dude, I got to text my boy Johnny and tell
him. You're
going to
be there.
I know, I'm going to be there.
Pretty exciting.
I'm going to be there
You thought Matt Hardy was broken before. Wait till Nick Gage gets done with
him.
Dude,
that's a great point. That's a good point. My match count for 2024.
Yeah, what are we at?
I wish there was a drum roll on this thing. Thank you. That's much better than... I am currently, in the year 2024, the year of our Lord, I have watched 442 wrestling matches. Sammy Daddy,
nice.
How many have you watched?
What was you?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was 442.
That's how many matches you've watched?
As of today when I watched the G1, yeah.
442?
Yep.
As of today for me, I'm at 443 matches watched. Because how many did you watch today?
Today?
Yeah.
10.
That's what's so weird is I watched 11 today.
Oh, shit.
So.
And you had the same number as me before that.
I watched 9 today, I meant.
So you're 443?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. I was excited.
We're so close.
We're
so close. No, I mean, it's not a competition. It doesn't, like, it's not, oh, whoever watches more matches is better and knows more about wrestling and stuff. Like, it's not a competition.
It's not that, you're saying.
It's just weird that it's that close.
It's a coincidence.
I thought I didn't even know. I just happened to, like, I was just running the numbers today, totally forgot. Yeah. I was about to go out the door to come over to the Joe-porium to do the...
And it's a very interesting choice of name.
First thing I came up
with. Maybe something cream related.
The
cream cave.
No.
Well, it'll come to us. Because I'm never going to remember the Joe-porium or whatever the hell it was.
You like the Joe-porium?
It just, I don't know, makes me uneasy.
Joe-por.
Damn it, that is cool. Yum.
Yum. Yum. Yum.
Can you do that and look in the camera?
Joe-por-yum. Yum. 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 Yum.
That seems like it would be from a horror movie.
It should be.
Yum.
The room for cream room.
Oh, that actually makes sense. It is the
this
room.
This would for be cream. The room for cream room.
That makes sense.
This is the room for room for cream.
Yeah, the cream
of room for room for cream.
The cream of room?
Cream of I'm getting confused now.
Creamed room? That just sounds sick.
Croom. Trying to push them together. I'm calling it a Joe-porium.
All right, well, you can call it the Joe-porium. I'm going to call it the cream cave.
Crematorium. Is that a thing?
Is that
where they burn them?
That's what I think. Yeah, so if both of us think
this could be the crematorium.
That's a good one, but
because of our hot takes and hot cakes.
Hell yeah, man. 443, though.
Hell yeah. It's just crazy, right?
It's just so. I mean, I kind of. I don't know. You know,
it's a bit on the nose.
You were saying before about how that doesn't make you better than me.
No, not at all.
Which I have to agree with. And I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of weird. You've been counting all year, or?
Yeah, since January 1st, 2024, the year of our Lord.
That's the same time.
Same
I started
that you
doing
started.
Counting.
Yeah, that's weird. That it's just like wow, same time frame, two different people, right at the same. Did you watch all the G1 matches?
So far this year?
Yeah, every single one.
Not every single
one. No, me neither.
I skipped ones that weren't G1 related.
Yeah, me too. Except did you watch that Trios match?
No.
Oh.
You did, though.
Yeah, it was...
Takeshita and Francesca Akira teamed up today, or yesterday, I guess.
Did you watch that?
I skipped
it. No, neither did I. I didn't watch it either.
But you watched the Trios match.
Yeah, with Phantasmo and Gabe Kidd.
Sure.
Shingo.
Yeah, he's in it.
Takagi.
That makes sense.
Evil.
Mm.
Tatsuya. Harame. What's his name?
Hanare.
I was going to say Harambe, but I knew it wasn't Harambe.
No, he's dead.
Gorilla.
He's in the crematorium. Rip to the homie.
Yeah, Harambe, you'll be all right.
Hanare, and who else was in it?
The sixth guy in the six-man match?
Yeah.
The trios match that you're asking me about?
Yeah.
That gave me one more match than you?
That's the one?
For our total count?
The very same.
That I'm not stalling to think of one other person that's in the G1?
Mm-hmm. Could be Sexy Junior.
That wasn't him.
No, it would be
someone that would else. Be, then you wouldn't, no, I wasn't. I didn't Tatsuya actually Nagai? See it. No, he wasn't there. Who's the kid from New Zealand? Blake? Bolton?
Bolton Oleg?
Yeah, Bolton.
He's from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Was it him? It was the Kazakhstan kid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Son of bitch.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Do you think he loves double?
Classic. He loved double. No, he loved
And
JP double double.
Oh shit.
And JP double.
One more than me, huh?
Yeah, it's wild.
That is so weird. It's almost unbelievable.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost unbelievable. Yeah. But I mean.
But if Sammy Daddy's,
we're not conspiracy theorists.
If you're anything, it's you're nothing but honest.
Yeah, I have nothing to gain from
lying about that. Lying There's about, no reward.
No, what would I get from
Nobody
that?
Is watching this or listening to this and saying that's Sammy a, Daddy's.
You could end the sentence there.
The better wrestling fan. Nobody's listening to this. And saying Sammy Daddy's the better wrestling fan.
No, why would they say that?
Than Hot Joe.
Just because I watched more wrestling than you?
This year. Well, folks, that's all the time we've got. Creamers, we love you. And we wish you the best. But before that, okay, I'm going to rewind. Okay, Creamers, don't you forget to like. Can you do that on a podcast? Subscribe.
Yeah.
Hit the notification bell. I feel like this is your expertise. You're the one who does this part.
This is the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
leave a review.
Leave a review. Leave a 5-star review.
Should we ask them a question so that they have to comment? What kind of donut would you get at
Brew Nuts? Ask us a question. Oh, I was going to ask you that. If you were going to... I'll ask the Creamers instead.
Okay.
If... So we talked about the wrestling-themed donuts. American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Prime Time, Logan Paul. I don't remember. Maverick.
It had Prime in the name.
If you were going to have a wrestling-themed donut, what would the name be and what would the ingredients be?
Okay, you're asking me and the audience?
I was going to ask you, but I think it's a good question for the audience, too.
Okay, I would have... My donut would be a Moxley.
Okay.
And it would be a reverse Joey donut.
So all the jelly's on the outside. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thanks. What about you?
I don't have an answer that good lined up. That's why I didn't bring it up before. I would... If I had to make... I'd make a New Day donut. The new donut. And it would be... just a regular donut, hole in the middle.
Hmm.
But the hole would be put back in.
Oh.
So you'd have to, it's not just a full donut. Sure. The hole was taken out, but then put back in.
Mm-hmm. What would it be like a maple
blue,
flavor?
Blue frosting.
Okay.
Like a bright blue frosting. Sprinkles. And a something for a unicorn horn. Like a pretzel.
Okay.
A chocolate covered pretzel. And sprinkles.
Right on.
On the chocolate covered pretzel and the donut.
I mean, okay. I like it.
It's a terrible idea.
You can have Bootios on it.
Oh.
It's the sprinkles.
Yeah. Those make sure you're not booty.
And then and then it can be maple flavored because they threw the pancakes into the crowd back in the day.
Oh, I forgot about that. Maple filled.
Maple filled. Okay.
Even though there's a hole in it, but that's fine.
I want these donuts now.
We should call. We're going to have to. I'll message Brew Nuts.
You're going to message Brew Nuts, yeah, because they don't respond.
Because they don't answer.
They don't answer to me.
Okay, we got it.
All right. Well, all right. So, gang, leave a review. Tell us how much you love us.
Tell us what donut you would make.
If you want to tell us how much you don't love us, don't leave a review. Right?
Yeah, just don't listen.
No, listen.
If you don't like us.
No, still listen.
We'll play it, but just like put the volume all the way down so you don't have to hear it.
Yeah. And then also leave a good review.
Yeah.
Instead of the bad one that you were thinking about.
Just make it, like, sarcastic.
Yeah. Great idea.
It's the best show ever. Yeah. I love listening to it.
Hot Joe is the greatest. He's a better wrestling fan than Sammy Daddy. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just silly stuff like that.
Because it's sarcastic. So
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys, and we wish you the best.
Double E.